Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah. Welcome back, dear viewers. You are watching the program called Treasures of Wisdom. We have commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family, as well as his noble companions, alayhim uridwan. Teri nasle paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka, tu hai ayn-e noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. Chamak tujhse paate hain sab paane wale, mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale. Barasta nahi dekh kar abre rahmat, barasta nahi dekh kar abre rahmat, badon par bhi barsa de barsane wale. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we are blessed with a very beautiful day. And in today's episode and program, we are going to be discussing returning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning our attention as well as all our affairs towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can one focus his attention towards the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla and get rid of his sins? Stay locked and tuned with us until today's the end of today's episode and program, dear viewers. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kindly share this with others as well. Let's recite a beautiful hamdi bari ta'ala. And this hamd, of course, reminds us that He Azza wa Jalla is in power. He is Qadir. He is the creator. He is Malik. Subhanallah. He is the owner of everything that exists. So let's get together, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, and recite this beautiful hamd bari ta'ala, after which we will get started. And our discussion today is turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah, 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 Allah واحد یکتا ہے ایک خدا بس تنہا ہے Allah واحد یکتا ہے ایک خدا بس تنہا ہے کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے ایک ہی سب کی سنتا ہے Allah 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 Bulbul tooti parwana har ek uska deewana bulbul tooti parwana har ek uska deewana kumri kiska mastana kumri kiska mastana kaun chakod ka jaanana Allah 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 juz mein wo hai kul mein wo ہم روبرو ہے گل میں وہ جز میں وہ ہے گل میں وہ رنگ و بو ہے گل میں وہ افغان بلبل میں وہ افغان بلبل میں وہ نغمات کل کل میں وہ اللہ 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 مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پائے جلا مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب آسی پائے جلا دل کو کر دے آئینہ دل کو کر دے آئینہ جس میں چمکے یہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ 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 اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. الحمدللہ ثم الحمدللہ. It's important that we praise Allah عز و جل. We often keep our tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to bring about peace within our hearts and minds. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the dhikr of Allah azza wa jalla is the source of contentment of one's heart. Therefore, he azza wa jalla states in the Holy Quran Pak, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So if we are looking for the contentment of one's heart, it is never in the wealth of this world. It is never in the luxuries of this world or the things that you may assume shall bring you happiness. Because it is the divine promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If you keep your tongues moist with his dhikr, if you often remember him, then your hearts will most definitely attain satisfaction, tranquility, and contentment. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. Remember, dear viewers, when we face different challenges in this world, we should take the appropriate steps to overcome them. However, together with taking these appropriate steps to overcome the difficulties of this world, some people have domestic issues, money troubles, litigation, illness, or facing oppression, for example. Whatever difficulties and hardships we face in this dunya, we should first implore to our Creator Azza wa Jal. For all affairs of this world as well as the hereafter are under His control, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Now, you ask yourself this question. Besides Allah, who can relieve me from my difficulties? Besides Him, who can remove our pain and bring about peace? His majesty is such that He simply states, be, and whatever He has ordained happens immediately, dear viewers of Madani channel. By His command, not only the sick become healthy, but the dead come back to life. It is by the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the rivers and the seas split to form parts. It is only by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, fire becomes cool and harmless, dear viewers of Madani channel. How majesty is our Rabb, our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is by His command the inside of a whale becomes a place of refuge for a man. When Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was in the belly of the whale, it is He who destroyed an army with elephants through small birds known as Ababil and left many tyrants and oppressors to decay in the land under this earth, dear viewers. It is He Azza wa Jal who is all powerful. Is there anyone else who could remove our financial difficulties, our bodily sicknesses, our physical, spiritual and mental issues and problems that we go through? It is He Azza wa Jalla who is in control of every single thing in this world. Allahu Akbar. The fact that we are His servants, dear viewers of Madani channel, and we face so many troubles in this world, how is it possible that our Rabb is so powerful? He is Qadir, He is Malik, He is Khaliq, and we as his bandas face difficulties in this world, how is it possible, dear viewers of Madini Channel, for us to undergo these problems? So we come to one solution. It all alludes to one thing, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that we're supposed to blame ourselves that we are in the state for today. Why? Because we have distanced ourselves from Him Azza wa Jalla. And weakening our connection and trust and tawakkul in Him has led us where we are today. If we are facing financial problems, lack in trust and tawakkul, it's because of our own actions. We are the ones who have distanced ourselves from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't remember Him as we're supposed to remember Him, despite our sins. In spite of our endless gunas that we commit from day to day, He Azza wa Jalla has still never taken away the ability of seeing, the ability of hearing, the ability of speaking, of holding, of walking, of breathing. Despite our sinning day and night, He Azza wa Jalla is still Rahman or Rahim. He's still Ar-Razzaq. He provides for us. He forgives us. He sees to our needs. Despite our sinnings and our actions in this world, He Azza wa Jalla still helps us, dear viewers of Madini Channel. It's never too late. It's never too late, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allahu Akbar. Today, if we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we should, our life can be turned around. Every situation will come back to normal. Allahu Akbar. Our difficulties can end. And we can have a brighter days ahead with Allah's mercy showering upon us like rainfall, inshallah. If Allah wills, why not, dear viewers? Because He, Azza wa Jal, has stated in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wa anibu ila rabbikum wa aslimu lah. And turn towards your Lord and submit in His majestic court. Allahu Akbar. Who is commanding us to turn towards Him? He is telling us to turn towards Him. The difficulties of this world, the hardships and the commitments of this world have kept us so committed to it that we have forgotten our purpose in this world. We have forgotten our direction in this planet. We have forgotten why we have come in this world. Others have made becoming a good father and good brother and other things as their only mission on this planet. Fulfilling the needs of your family members and yourself. Is this the only purpose you have on this planet? No, dear viewers, we should divert our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we oath to repent and become obedient to Him with our heart and soul and wealth. Allah Almighty Himself declares the one who turns towards Him as His excellent bondsman, as His excellent person. Yani Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned by Allah Azza wa Jalla in this beautiful verse when He Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ni'mal abdu innahu awwab. What an excellent bondsman. He is indeed most repenting, yani to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is praised because he repents to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Being a Nabi, Hazrat Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam repents in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he's remembered in the Quran with these words, what an excellent bondsman. He is indeed most repenting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So words of praise are mentioned also in verse number 44 of the same chapter regarding Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he is turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla refers to the reward of the hereafter which he has prepared for the pious bondsman. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Indeed, those who believed and performed good deeds and turned themselves towards their Lord, they are the people of paradise. They will abide in it forever. They will abide therein forever. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, in this verse again, see, He Azza wa Jalla is speaking about repenting, turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should also turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every need, for every difficulty, for every problem. The doors of His mercy are always open for His people. کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. شارٹ کمنگز اونلی ایگزٹس آن اور پارٹ. اٹ از مینشنڈ ان حدیث, ایکچولی اٹس اے حدیث قدسی, دیٹ اللہ عز و جل ہیز سٹیٹڈ, وین اے پرسن ڈراز کلوزر ٹو می بائی ون ہینڈ اسپین, آئی ڈرا کلوزر ٹو ہیم بائی ون آرم لینتھ. آئی ڈرا کلوزر ٹو ہیم بائی ون آرمز لینتھ, اینڈ وین ہی ڈراز کلوزر ٹو می بائی ون آرمز لینتھ, I draw closer to him by once by the span of two outstretched arms, and when he walks towards me, my mercy runs towards him. Allahu Akbar. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla awaits his bondsman. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. Many people who are still in anticipation of turning towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, many are waiting to hit the number 50. Many others are waiting to reach old age. Many others are waiting to find some gray strands of beard. And then they have assumed that they will turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani channel, who have seen tomorrow? Who has guarantee? What guarantee have we brought and come to this world of how long would we live here? How many people who are planning tomorrow's day have left this world today? Many people who have planned their months and their years to come, everything is ruined. All plans are abandoned. Nothing happens. It is He Azza wa Jalla who is in control. Allahu Akbar. Before it's too late. Before it's too late and the time of our death comes, we should turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla before we return to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Before our time of returning to him comes, let's turn to him today. Isi duniya mein jeete ji, as you are alive and you are able to breathe and enjoy these bounties and blessings by the Creator, turn towards him. Turning to Allah Almighty at times of need also yields worldly benefits, dear viewers. On one occasion, the Prophet's companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he sat on a journey, and this is a very true story, subhanallah, of a companion when he sat on a journey with his business goods. And he was stopped by an armed robber who said, hand over all of your goods to me and prepare to be killed. So he radiallahu anhu replied to this person, your purpose is to acquire wealth. So take all of my wealth that you can see here and go away. Leave me alone. The robbers responded and says, no, I only intend to kill you. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Miraq Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated, as you have already decided on killing me, so give me some respite so that I may offer some salah and turn towards my Rabb Azza wa Jal. So the robber said, no problem, I give you some time. This companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered 2 rak'at salah. Before that, of course, he performed ablution, wudu, and he offered his salah and he supplicated to his Lord, Allahu Akbar. 3 times he made dua. And as he was making his dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it is stated that suddenly a horse rider came with a spear, subhanallah. He advanced towards the robber and finished him off with just one strike. Sayyidina Abu Milaq Ansari radiallahu anhu addressed the mysterious horse rider by saying, Allah Almighty assisted me and aided me during this difficulty through you. Who are you? Please disclose your name to me. So the rider replied and he said, I am an angel from the 4th heaven. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, focus on this, on the words mentioned in this narration. When you supplicated for the first time, I heard the heavens doors. When you supplicated for the second time, I heard the shriek of those in the heavens. When you supplicated for the 3rd time, I heard this being said, this is the supplication of someone distressed. I requested to Allah Azza wa Jalla, grant me permission to finish off the robber. Hence, Allahu Akbar, He Azza wa Jalla given me permission, and I came here to finish off this person who came to rob you and hurt you. His supplication was heard, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Kya baat hai Madinah ki? Subhanallah, his dua was answered. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has aided him, because in times of dire need, a person turns to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He Azza wa Jalla hears you. He is Qadir Mutlaq. He is innahu alimun bidhati sudur. He is aware. He knows even the thoughts in your hearts, in your chests. Allahu Akbar. Whether you call out to him aloud, dear viewers, whether you call out to him aloud, whether you supplicate to him loudly or softly, you even think of what you need in your heart,
He is aware of what you need and what you desire. So powerful, so majestic. Yet our condition is such that we are begging from Him. We are asking Him, brothers are found complaining for years, nothing is happening, I'm trying so hard. Where is the problem? Each person says, I am safe from the problem. I haven't committed any wrong. I haven't committed any guna, any sin. I'm performing my salah, so on and so forth. I'm performing all virtues. Then why are we facing these difficulties, dear viewers of Madinah Channel? So ask yourself the question, if you say you need namaz, and if you are a namazi, and this is how you turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, but your du'as are still not being answered, then please check up your salah. It wouldn't take you more than half an hour to sit in the company of a proper mufti of Islam, a proper alim-e-deen, and have your salah checked. Have your recitation of the glorious Quran Pak rechecked. Assessed again. Humne 50 saal pehle padha hoga. Usse pehle padha hoga. To dobara usse aap repeat karein. Usko padhein, seekhein. Nothing wrong at all. Do we know the wajibat of salah? Do we remember the mustahabbat of salah? Do we know the faraid of salah? Do we know the prerequisites of salah, of wudu, of ghusl? Do we know the conditions which nullify our salah? How many states in which a person's salah can be nullified? Null and void. Namaz becomes wajibul iyadah. A person has to repeat his salah. How many such type conditions are they that a person would have to repeat his salah? Because salah is the key to Jannah. Salah is the transportation and the conveyance to Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy. Salah is everything. Salah is the mi'raj of a believer. Through salah, one opens many doors and portals of mercy and rahmah. Jab yahi hamara namazi durust nahi hai, par hum kis tarah se ye dawa kar sakte hain ki I perform no gunas and no sins. Do you know, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, a common misconception found amongst the masses is the assumption that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with them if they are living a happy, luxury, and a very successful life. Uske paas business hai, dukaan hai, gaadi ghoda hai, to uska matlab Allah is very happy with him. On the other hand, the others think that if Allah Almighty is displeased with them, if they experience problems or worries, although this can be the case, the opposite can also be true, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Because Hazrat Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, this great wali of Allah, he used to say, if Allah Almighty loves his servant, he constricts his worldly affairs, lessens his worldly pastimes and states. Do not become distant from me. Allah Azza wa Jalla states, do not become distant from me. As a result, that person becomes free to worship Allah Almighty. On the other hand, when Almighty Allah dislikes his servant, he places the dunya, the world, the luxuries and the comfort of the dunya in front of that person and states, stay away from me. Gee, stay away from me so that I do not see you before me. You will see people of this category engrossed in land and in business, dear viewers, behind money, behind paisa, behind dunya, behind the world. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So, which one are we leaning towards? If we have all the comforts in this world, so Allah is very happy with me, or the one who is facing financial difficulties and he is aware that something is wrong in my life and he realizes that Allah is unhappy with me, therefore I don't have these comforts. Both types of people exist. Both types of people are trying to attain Allah's mercy, but the one who has the dunya before him finds more difficulties and hardships to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because every time you would want to worship Allah, you want to earn His nearness, His closeness, His proximity, the dunya comes before you. The dunya comes and stands before a person. And with this, a person is unable to, of course, worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is unable to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. So for how long will this happen? For how long will we be in this state? Allahu Akbar. The first condition is repenting. Let's repent. Aaj toba karte hain. Isi waqt toba karte hain. We understand. We sin, we make toba, we go back to it. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to give you the tawfiq and ability to make true toba, true repentance, tawbatun nasuha. Ki hum dobara ye guna na kare. Shaitan pada hua hai. Shaitan usi raah mein khada hua hai. Intizar mein laga hua hai. When he would attack you and demotivate you and pursue you towards gunas and sins. But keep on making tawbah. He Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna Allah yuhibbut tawwabin. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent abundantly. In Surah Al-Baqarah, He Azza wa Jalla has stated, these verses, subhanallah. In Surah An-Nur, he Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And O Muslims, all of you turn towards Allah in repentance, in the hope of attaining success. I repeat myself. And O Muslims, all of you turn towards Allah. All of you turn towards Allah in what? In repentance, in the hope of attaining success. Who does not want success? Hum sab chahte hain ki hum is duniya mein bhi successful rahe, kamyab rahe, aakhirat mein bhi kamyab rahe. So he Azza wa Jalla is telling you that you can only attain success through tawbah, through repentance. Forget about the gunas that you have done. Leave that aside. Stop sinning and turn towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your situations will turn, dear viewers of Madani Channel. There are so many ayat and verses in the Holy Qur'an Park. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, perform ablution. Make wudu, open the Qur'an and read this verse. He Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan fa ulaika yubaddilullahu sayyi'atihim. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Except the one who repents and believes and does good deeds. Except the one who repents, who believes and does good deeds. So Allah will change their evil deeds into virtues. Allahu Akbar. Allah will change their evil deeds into virtues. And Allah Azza wa Jal is most forgiving, ever merciful. In Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 70, you will find this verse to your views of Madani Channel. How merciful is our Rabb? Why are you still committing, still on drugs? Still committing fornication, stealing, lying, cheating, deceiving, hurting others, calling names to others, taunting, breaking family ties, being violent, cheating and hoarding the wealth of the weaker people, depriving them from their rights, depriving the widows from their inheritance, oppressing our wives and children in their homes, beating them, shouting at them, hurting them, swearing the believers, talking ill about the ulamas and the scholars of the deen. When will we repent, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for missing so many salahs in our lives, for missing countless rozas in our lives in the month of Ramadan? When will we turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla Kab? When will we turn towards His mercy, dear viewers of Madani Channel? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, undoubtedly, Allah Almighty is more pleased with the repentance of His mu'min bondsman than the person who stops at a rocky place with a riding animal, carrying his provisions. He places his head and he sleeps. When he wakes up, he finds his riding animal has gone. Allahu Akbar, the beloved Rasul says, he searches for it until he gets worried due to the heat and intense thirst, or due to the thing Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla wills, and he then says, I should just return to where I was sleeping. I should sleep again until I just die, because I cannot find my camel with my goods. Then he goes and he sleeps at the very same place where he awoken up, where he was awoken. And then he goes back there, he places his hand under his face, under his chin, under his wrist, or on his wrist, and he sleeps. Allahu Akbar. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla then brings his animal to him. He sees his animal with the loaded goods. And the happiness that he experiences at that time, that he went there to die, but now he finds his animal standing before him with all its goods. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Almighty is more pleased with the repentance of his bondsman than that person whose riding animal returns to him. Allahu Akbar. He goes to die, and imagine the happiness he experiences at that time. Main to marne ke liye pocha tha yahan pe, lekin mujhe to mera maal hi mil chuka hai. I have found my wealth. How much of happiness he will go through at that moment? For there was nothing else, or there was no one else to help him. The only solution he found was death. The amount of happiness he gets. Allah Azza wa Jalla is actually more happier with the one who repents than the one who found his lost animal. dear viewers of Madini Channel, these examples are there to show you what is repentance. Since repentance is a great act of worship and immense means of attaining closeness to Allah Azza wa Jalla, always remember, shaitan to hamare raaste mein to khada hua hai. Allahu Akbar. It is shaitan and the nafs, the carnal desires of a person, of a human, that keeps him away from repentance due to their animosity towards him. It is the nafs that is your enemy. It is your own dushman. They try to deprive him of repentance by means of many tricks and satanic thoughts that come to the mind over and again. Allahu Akbar. For this reason, we are commanded to repent towards Allah. Turn towards He, Azza wa Jal. Turn towards Him, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Today, if you are a son, you are a daughter, we have used enough vulgarism, enough languages on your parents. We have spoken ill of our teachers. Now we have planned our 2024. Someone is planning his 2024, his new year, so to say, after trampling on the heads and backs of many other weaker people. You are building your dream home after demolishing the houses of many other people. You are planning a holiday and a peaceful ending here after making others work till their blood have been dropping from their bodies in the form of sweat. I'm just asking these questions, dear viewers of Madini Channel. If we hurt others and we have violated the rights of others, how can we be in the state of peace? For this limited moment, just a few years, that consists of just few years, for the happiness of these limited years that we have on this planet, we have destroyed the everlasting happiness, the everlasting blessings. If you had little sabr here, you would have enjoyed the blessing there. And if we have yet not made tawbah, and we have not returned to Allah, we have not turned our attention towards Him, our focus towards Him, here is the moment. Do it today. Call out His name, dear viewers. When a person calls out to Allah with a true heart, He Azza wa Jalla will answer your du'as, your supplication. Nothing happens except for His mercy. Nothing can ever happen without His mercy, dear viewers. In everything, His mercy is most important. Without His mercy, a person cannot even enter Jannah. We have a beautiful kalam for the viewers of Madini Channel, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We even have a beautiful guldasta and Madini pearl with regards to the five questions that will be asked on the Day of Judgment. And I want you to remember these five questions as well as the kalam that we will be listening to, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. For now, we go towards the kalam. We would listen to this kalam and after which we will continue with our discussion. We have a few more examples that we would like to share, inshallah, to allow us to repent today, not tomorrow. Aaj kar lein. Isi waqt hum Allah ki bargah mein toba karein. Aur hum Allah ka qurb paayein, haasil karein. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to this beautiful kalam, dear viewers. And when we do return, we will continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya. Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya.
Jab ishara ho gaya, jab ishara ho gaya, matlab hamara ho gaya.
Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya. Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya.
Doob to kaya nabi kehte hi beeda paar tha. Doob to kaya nabi kehte hi beeda paar tha. Doob to kaya nabi kehte hi beeda paar tha. Gham kinare ho gaye paida kinara ho gaya. Gham kinare ho gaye paida kinara ho gaya. Jab ishara ho gaya, jab ishara ho gaya, matlab hamara ho gaya.
Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya. Maut ye matlab tumhara har ishara ho gaya.
Teri talat se zameen ke zarre mahpare bane. Teri talat se zameen ke zarre mahpare bane. تیری طلعت سے زمین کے ذرے مہ پارے بنے، تیری ہیبت سے فلک کا مہد و پارا ہو گیا، تیری ہیبت سے فلک کا مہد و پارا ہو گیا۔ جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا۔ یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے، یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے، یوں تو سب پیدا ہوئے گئے آپ ہی کے واسطے۔ قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا، قسمت اس کی ہے جسے کہہ دو ہمارا ہو گیا۔ جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا۔ تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال، تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال، تیرے سانے سے کوئی پوچھے تیرا حسن و جمال، خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا، خود بنایا اور بنا کر خود ہی پیارا ہو گیا۔ جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا۔ تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا، تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا، تو ہی نے تو مصر میں یوسف کو یوسف کر دیا، تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا، تو ہی تو یعقوب کی آنکھوں کا تارا ہو گیا۔ جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا۔ ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں ہے، ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں ہے، ہم بھکاری کیا ہماری بھیک کس گنتی میں گئے، تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا، تیرے در سے بادشاہوں کا گزارا ہو گیا۔ جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا۔ اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر، اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر، اے حسن قربان جاؤں اس جمال پاک پر، سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا، سینکڑوں پردوں میں رہ کر عالم آرا ہو گیا۔ جب اشارہ ہو گیا، جب اشارہ ہو گیا مطلب ہمارا ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا، موت یہ مطلب تمہارا ہر اشارہ ہو گیا۔
Subhanallah, welcome back dear viewers of Madani channel, and you were watching this program Treasures of Wisdom. We were discussing turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have even now watched this beautiful kalam by Madani Raza Attari. May Allah Kareem increase in our hearts the love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedience to him, and following the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please do not go anywhere dear viewers, and now we are coming towards the ending of the program.
our discussion is turning towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's go back to the basics, dear viewers. You and I are as humans, and we have one primary maqsad and purpose in this world, and that is to worship Azza wa Jalla. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is our creator. Yes, fine, we all have commitments in this world, but these commitments have diverted us from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has diverted us from the dhikr of Allah azza wa jalla. We need to go back. We need to turn back towards Him. I'm giving you this reminder. He azza wa jalla says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah wa man yaf'al dhalika faulaika humul khasirun. This is a reminder in the Quran that strikes repeatedly into the hearts of the believers, that if you are a believer, Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling you to not let your wealth and your children divert you from His dhikr, from His remembrance. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Ye discussion is is ayat ka summary hai. It is the conclusion of this verse that if it is such, then you are at a loss. You are at a loss. We are assuming our gains to be gains, whereas our gains of the dunya is actually loss. It could be a test. A person who says, well, time hasn't come for me to repent at this moment. I will turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, but not now. Abhi main jawan hoon. Aise shakhs ke liye Imam Ghazali ne saalon pehle, sadiyon pehle aapne yu farmaya. Kya farmaya? Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala had said, such type of a person should be informed that your example is like a man. When he is asked to uproot so and so tree, such and such tree, he would say, this tree is strong enough and I am so weak. It is beyond my capacity to do it now. Main isko kar hi nahi sakta because ye jhaad, ye darakht itna bada hai. Main kamzor hoon, ye darakht mazboot hai. So, banda kya kehta hai ki agle saal main usko ukhadta hoon. Next year I will uproot this tree. Then he is asked, such a foolish person is then asked, will this tree not become stronger next year? And will your weakness not increase further? Same is the condition of the tree of desires, which keeps getting stronger day by day, day by day, day by day. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Imam Ghazali says, whereas that person has already gotten indulged in desires and pleasures so badly, and it's for this reason he consistently follows his carnal desires, and the results of which is, due to being born by desires, it becomes impossible for him to go against his own desires, against his own nafs. So, oh human, uproot the tree of desires and lusts as quickly as you can, because it is beneficial for you, Imam Ghazali says, in Kimaya Sa'adat. Subhanallah. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, it is a true thing that when a situation starts getting worse, one realizes his mistakes. Yes. Fortunate is the Muslim who does not commit sins, and in case of he commits, he makes repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He immediately makes tawbah and he begs for the forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Today, if we have been the person who caused, you know, some issue and matter in someone's life, if we became the hindrance and the obstacle between some partners, back off. If today we became the reason to stop the wealth, which was the due right of some orphan, some widow, let's back off. Let's repent. Irrespective of your status, irrespective of your color, irrespective of your wealth, irrespective of whatever we own, whatever we have, ultimately the truth is that He is the creator and you and I, we are the banda. Before we were born, hum kuch nahi the. After we are born, it doesn't make any difference. And after we leave this world, He Azza wa Jalla is still in power. He was in power, He is in power, and He will always be in power. Allahu Akbar. At this very moment, in every heaven, there are millions and billions and trillions of angels worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. Koi sajde mein Allah ki tarif aur hamd o sana kar rahe hain, koi ruku mein kar rahe hain, koi sajde mein kar rahe hain, koi qiyam mein kar rahe hain. These are the angels of Allah in each heaven, dear viewers. And everything in this earth and sky, everything in the universe glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything on this planet makes His dhikr. From the birds to the trees to the jinns to every other thing, glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you think we are so important, dear viewers of Madani channel? Do you think our ibadat is so important? that if we don't worship him, something will go wrong with him. Astaghfirullah ala ya'udhu billah. Nothing short will come in the treasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. By us not worshipping Allah, by us not turning towards him, the lack will be from our side. The problems would be on our side. Because he Azza wa Jalla is not in need of our worships. We are in need of Allah's rahmat and mercy. Just as we need him in the akhirat, we need him in this dunya as well. We need his mercy. We need his mercy in the grave, in the qabr as well. And the only time this can happen is when we truly understand, before old age catches, before the time of death approaches, before a person has his one leg in the qabr and his other leg on a banana peel and is about to go in the grave, before the time arrives when sicknesses would come in large numbers, when he has a medication bag with him all the time, naturally people would go towards repentance at that time. But here you are young. Here you are at a young age. Use and utilize this umr, this age, this ability, this power, this strength that you have in your body right now to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, to please him, to be a good son in the family, to be a good human, to be a good husband. Let's perfect this faith during this holidays, dear viewers. You have a perfect chance once again. The hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that the most perfect believer amongst you is he, Allahu Akbar, who has the best character, who has the best akhlaq. And the most superior among you is he who is best towards his woman folk. There are two things, akhlaq and woman folk, that we need to behave towards with goodness. After which a person would realize whether or not his iman has increased, or he has become better, or is amongst the superior people. So it is akhlaq that determines. Your money does not determine how good you are. Your wealth does not determine how better you are. The branded clothes on our bodies do not determine how good we are. What determines how good you are is your akhlaq. It is your manners. And how do we perfect this manners, dear viewers? Where do you sharpen your manners, like how you sharpen a knife? When you study the seerat of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he spoke, you speak. Practice it in the holidays. You never have the opportunity to meet with your family members for a long while. You would unite with them. You would meet with them. So implement the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to be respectful when you are with your family members, how to talk with them, how to show them respect and love. Build your character. Make it better than it is right now, for you will be the best in terms of faith. And if you are to be superior amongst all people, then learn to behave with goodness towards the woman folk. This means you are turning towards Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. This also means you are turning towards him because you are doing this only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are doing it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Trust me, dear viewers of Madani Channel, nothing happens except for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you keep trying. You will have to please him. This is your responsibility and your duty. It is the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we worship him because he is the creator. Just as the right of a child that he has to respect his father who provides for him. A child who's 2 years old or 3 years old disrespects his parents, who do not listen to his parents and who are disobedient, not loyal, so on and so forth. Just as a father would take offense and would punish his child. It is the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla that he punish the bandas who are disobedient to him, who would not worship him, who have forgotten him, who have turned away from his mercy and are indulged in sinning and disobedience day and night. It is the right of Allah that we remember him because he is the creator and we are the creation. Despite all of this that we have forgotten, dear viewers, Allah Azza wa Jalla has not deprived us. And now towards the ending of the program, alhamdulillah that today we have made our mindset that we would worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. Tawbah karte hain, sachi tawbah karte hain, Allah ki taraf rujoo karte hain. Let's turn towards him. Let's make dhikr o askar often. Every morning when you wake up, try to recite the 99 names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Throughout the day, recite and take his names from your heart. Throughout the journey, have a target that in this month, by the end of this month, I want the year to end on this note that I am able to complete so many virtuous deeds. I'm able to perform so much of ibadah. I'm able to complete so many amount of durood e pak upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have a target, dear viewers of Madini channel. We are going to watch this beautiful video that we have with regards to the 5 questions that will be asked on the day of judgment. Since I mentioned this earlier, dear viewers, have a look at this video and remember these 5 questions, because these are the questions which were told to us in this world in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. so that we could prepare for the Akhirah. If you want to know what can I do to prepare for the Akhirah, listen and watch this video, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the Day of Judgment, a man will not be able to lift his foot until he is questioned about five things. Number one, what activities did he spend his life on? Number two, how he spent his youth. Number three, where he earned his wealth from. Number four, where he spent that wealth. And number five, to what extent did he act upon the knowledge he had? So how are we using our free time? The knowledge that we have, that we learn through going to the masjid, through going to our ijtimaas, to our gatherings, do we act upon that? That where are we earning our wealth from? Is it halal or is it haram? Where are we spending that wealth? Where is that money going? We need to assess our lives. Where is our life going? In which direction are we going? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to prepare for these five questions and to use these blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in the right way and earn rizq halal and spend it in halal manners and value our life before we reach death. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. And now that we have learned the five questions that will be asked on the Day of Judgment, let's prepare towards this, dear viewers. Din raat hum toba karte hain Allah ke bargah mein inkisari aur aajzi ke sath toba karte hain. Let's repent. Yes, we are great sinners, no doubt about this. We have left no stone unturned when it comes to sinning, dear viewers. And now the turning point in our lives is like the great akabirin, great pious predecessors who turned towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change their conditions. Fuzail bin Ayaz turned towards Allah Azza wa Jalla after listening to one verse of the Quran and his life had changed. Many other akabirin, pious predecessors who turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment they turned towards the Creator, He Azza wa Jalla had changed their lives. And today we are in the queue, we are waiting. So turn towards Him from your heart. Join this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, Da'wat Islami. Attend our weekly programs, dear viewers, and you shall gain abundance of blessings, inshallah. Convey this message to others for the pleasure of Allah. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good, and do not forget to watch the upcoming program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.